Welcome to Module 10.4, Simulation and Surrogation, Seeing into the Future. In this workbook, you are going to use the incredible powers of your imagination to see into the future, try on different versions and possibilities for your hell yes life, and tune into your feelings and intuition for guidance and direction through two techniques called simulation and surrogation. Simulation. Simulation is an ability that is unique to human beings in that we can see beyond the present moment and simulate what might happen in the future. Now, of course, nothing is certain or guaranteed, but with the power of our imagination, we can combine previous knowledge, critical thinking, probability, intuition, and creativity to fast forward into the infinite possibilities of the future and hone in on what the most probable outcomes might look like. Note. This exercise is not to paint yourself into a box or give you the illusion that there is a destined path that you must take. The point and value of this exercise is to help you imagine what each path on your hell yes list might be like so that you can really engage with how it might actually feel for you. Now that you've researched a variety of paths that intersect, interest, and inspire you, it's time to draft a sketch or outline of what each path, possibility, combination, or intersection from your spreadsheet and explorations might entail, and how great of a fit it actually might be for you, based on what you know at this point. As you explore and reflect on the simulations below, really drop into the possibilities. Use your visualization powers to close your eyes and feel into the scenario as vividly as possible. The more realistic the simulation, the more sense you will have of what the particular path may be like for you. All right, simulation time. First, list your top potential paths and possibilities. You can list them in any order you want or in no particular order at all. Please pause the audio here to do this portion of the workbook. Now, for each path, use the following outline and simulation questions to guide you in visualizing a day in the life. Here are a few things to consider and flesh out as you imagine your paths, simulations, and possibilities. Imagine waking up in the morning in full swing of your chosen path. You've made it, you're in it, and your lifestyle is aligned with the path that you're on. How do you feel as you open your eyes and begin your day? What emotions are with you? Sensations. Where are you? What are you excited about? What are you anxious about? What are you inspired by? What is your big goal for the day? What kinds of people will you be around? What kinds of responsibilities will you have today? What values are alive in you? Now, imagine yourself beginning your day. What is your morning practice like? What does the rest of your morning include? How are you planning and organizing your time? Now, imagine the rest of your day unfolding throughout the morning, into the afternoon, to the early evening. What is each phase of your day like? How are you feeling? What kinds of activities, projects, products, or services are you involved with? What kinds of people are you around? What value are you providing to the workplace and the world? Who do you have lunch with? What is challenging for you? How are you growing and stretching? Who are you supporting? Who is supporting you? Finally, your day is evolving into evening. What do you enjoy doing as your day begins to transition into the evening? How are you feeling? What are you enjoying? What activities are you involved in? What are you having for dinner? Who are you with? How do you close out your day? And what are you grateful for? In your visualization, as you reflect on the path that you're on and the various attributes of your personal and professional life, you are having the following thoughts and feelings about your health, your time, your energy, your experiences, your relationships with others, your relationship with yourself, your integrity, your spirituality, your joy, fun, and pleasure, your finances, your growth, your environment, your creativity, your values, your impact, your legacy, and your freedom and agency. Please pause the audio here to go through these questions and exercises. Okay, now let's talk about surrogation. This is a term I learned from Brendon Burchard, who is a top coach in the personal development and coaching industry. This term isn't very well known, but the idea and the philosophy is really life-changing. As you consider the various paths that are of interest to you, you might find yourself worrying or fearing that if you choose that path, you might end up down the line realizing that it's not a good fit, or worse, that you can't stand it. You might be wondering, how can I be sure that I'll actually love the path that I choose once I'm on it? Well, to be completely honest, you can never know for absolute 100% certain. No one can about anything. However, you can inform yourself and hedge your bets through research, simulation, and surrogation. Surrogation is a fancy word that essentially means learn by observing other people. This, darling, is one of the most valuable ways to gain insight, knowledge, and actual info about anything in the world, from the most common to the most unbelievably bizarre and specific life and career paths. When you study, do some recon, and connect with people who are living the life, or aspects of it, that you are considering a hell yes, you can learn about what that life entails without having to take the path yourself. This is where the research that you did in Module 10.3 comes in handy. You already have a list of people that are doing the things, aka what they're doing and how they're doing them. The next step is to personally reach out and invite them into a conversation or informal interview to learn more about them and the path that they are on, as well as how you might be able to facilitate their success, which you'll be doing when we talk about mentorship in Module 11. For now, as you continue to find and discover inspiring people, use the surrogation approach to learn as much as you can about what their journey has been like and what their paths and lives are like in reality. Again, the more you know, the more information and intuitive wisdom you'll have to guide you toward your hell yes. Please continue to track your findings in the spreadsheets from 10.3. See you in 10.5.